Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, the singer Allo Black, grew up in Los Angeles, the son of Panamanian parents. He originally recorded hip-hop and a first solo CD that was part neo-soul and part in Spanish, including a Spanish version of John Legend's Ordinary People. His new CD, Good Things, released last year, includes I Need a Dollar, that became the theme song for the TV show How to Make It in America, which he'll play for us later. I asked him about the unusual mix of music on that first CD.
Yeah, well, that was, for me, a good introduction to the music world. I was making a few statements. I was making a statement to my old hip-hop fans and buddies that things are going to be different from now on. And I was also making a statement to the singers and songwriters of the world that potentially were looking for a producer or a songwriter to co-write with. And I was also just shedding, you know, getting some songs that I've had written and recorded over the years out to the public so I can move on and continue to write more and create more.
And so with The Good Thing, it's kind of, you got the producer, I assume, was part of it, right?
Right.
And you kind of more concentrate on what we can, I guess we'll just kind of call it the soul end of what you do.
Yeah. I had a few songs on the Shine Through album that focused a little bit on soul. I mean, the title song, Shine Through, was a soul song. I covered Sam Cooke's Change Is Gonna Come, and I did a neo-soul song called I'm Beautiful. But this new album is what I like to call brand new old soul. Hmm. I mean, the songs, of course, are contemporary songs, but they're produced in such a way that they sound as though they could be decades old.
What do you want to do to get things started?
Well, I'd like to start off with You Make Me Smile.
You make me smile, yeah. You make me smile. I think it's safe to say, yeah, things just haven't been going my way. No work coming in, so my money is thin, yeah, and I still got bills to pay. Well, but all in all, you've been right here with me. When I'm sinking low, you come through and lift me, yeah. It's nothing more than the love that you give me that keeps me from drowning in tears, 'cause you make me smile. Oh, you make me smile.
You make me smile.
You come through and save the day.
You make me smile.
How can that be? Well, the answer to the riddle is very simple. I'm always grinning from dimple to dimple, because you love me unconditionally. My happiness is heart-shaped. Can't you see when you're gone, when you're gonna wait for me? Save the day.
Aloe Black is our guest today on the World Cafe, and that is You Make Me Smile from Good Things, the second album. I'm kind of glad you did that because it's a great example of what you do all over this record, which is it's kind of bathed in positivity, you know?
I like to think so. I mean, the album I titled Good Things because I figured, you know, at the end of the storm, you want for that ray of light to shine through the clouds. And in this particular song, You Make Me Smile, I start off by saying that times are bad and it's hard for me to pay bills. But really, what you want when you're feeling those feelings is for somebody to be there, that you can have someone to cry, you know, shoulder to cry on or a shoulder to lean on. So
the album is also filled with songs about social issues. Mm-hmm. Not having money being a big one of them. Where did that turn in your writing come from? That happened between these two albums, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess you can say in terms of what I've released as a solo artist, a lot of my earlier hip hop music has been pretty socially conscious as well. Mm-hmm. But with regard to this new album, I just felt like it was the right thing to do at the right time. You know, when I was writing the album, you know, we were right at the beginning of this financial crisis and banks were getting bailed out. Automobile industry was getting bailed out. At the same time, people are losing their jobs and losing their homes. And I just felt like there needed to be someone to report reality because other popular media and art wasn't doing it.
Well, it's kind of funny you bring up hip-hop because hip-hop is kind of like, you know, it's like reading the newspaper a lot of times. I mean, a lot of issues come out mm-hmm. in hip-hop songs. What was that transition like for you, and why did you make it between what you're doing with Eminem to making a solo album?
The transition took a lot of time. I mean, I'm still learning to use my voice. I'm still learning to sing and hopefully improving. But the transition from hip-hop occurred because, as you say, you know, hip-hop has the tradition of being what they call the CNN of the streets and reporting what's going on. But I think ultimately what's been happening in the past, 5 years, maybe decade, is that it's turned into just a capitalistic tool, this marketing tool. Hip-hop is no longer really a voice of the people. It's more just machismo and posturing and misogyny. And I wanted to find something different about music that I liked. And I was listening to a lot of different styles of music, Brazilian, you know, bossa nova and samba and singer-songwriter, classic rock, and some of the standards, you know, Dean Martin and Mel Torme, Sammy Davis, just listening to different singer-songwriters to get an idea of how to better write a song. And so during that transition, I started writing to, you know, to get better.
I wanted to play one from the disc because mm-hmm. It's a very cool treatment of a song that a lot of people know, the Velvet Underground tune, Femme Fatale.
Yeah.
Now, how did that come up as one to do?
Well, we had a list of about 60 different songs maybe to cover.
Really?
And a lot of them were very obvious choices, major top 40 hits over the past four decades. But we ended up deciding on something that was more obscure, but that had, you know, a lot of cultural value. I guess the Velvet Underground is considered a really influential, you know, rock band. But I think the commentary behind the song, the story behind it, between, you know, Lou Reed and Andy Warhol and Edie Sedgwick, that all convinced me because mm-hmm. it had a rich history. And also just the metaphor of Femme Fatale being, you know, Statue of Liberty, America. My parents came to America for a better life. And fortunately for them, Femme Fatale wasn't the case. But for a lot of my family members and friends, they come to America looking for a better life, and they get handed the real deal, you know, and some of them get sent back. So I thought that was kind of an interesting metaphor for the song.
Yeah, great way to look at it, and a really nice way you've arranged this up. This is Femme Fatale.
Here she comes. You better watch your step.
gonna break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into a false colored eye. She'll build you up just to put you down. What a plan. 'Cause everybody knows
she's a femme fatale.
The things she does to me.
She's a femme fatale.
Femme fatale from Good Things, from the album, from our guest today, Aloe Black, a version of the Velvet Underground tune. Now, you grew up in L.A.?
Well, Southern California.
Southern California.
Orange County and L.A.
Right. Yeah. Standing here, that looks like L.A., but that's much more exact. And your parents were from Panama. Now, did they speak Spanish at home? Or?
Yeah, they spoke Spanish at home. So I was able to learn a little bit at home and then some at school.
Uh-huh. And what did they listen to?
And they listened to... the records that I had at home were, you know, R&B from the United States, rhythm and blues and soul music, but also salsa music from Panama, like Rubén Blades, and also soul music from Panama, like the Exciters and the Beachers. And then my dad's a big Calypso fan, so I listened to a lot of Calypso, you know, Mighty Sparrow, Lord Kitchener, that kind of thing. And of course, growing up, you know, I heard all the pop music that was on the radio. So
makes a lot of sense. Now, you went to USC. What did you study?
At USC, I studied linguistics and psychology as a combined major. They didn't have a neuroscience major at the time, and I figured I'd just pick the classes that I liked the best. And the administration gave me the opportunity to do a interdisciplinary major, and I also studied communication at the Annenberg School.
So, what were you looking to do with neuroscience? That's interesting.
I just study, be educated, and perhaps go on and do some research, get a PhD, maybe teach. You know, I've always figured if it wasn't for art, I'd probably be in academia.
Hmm. As we mentioned, Aloe Black is our guest, and we mentioned a song that if you were hearing it for the first time, you may well know, which is called Anita Dollar, which ended up being the theme for How to Make It in America. And what were they looking for? What did they say about this song?
For the TV show?
Yeah.
Well, actually, my album was complete.
Oh, really? So this was there.
Yeah, I think they just needed to find a song that fit their visual sequence. And luckily, they contacted... the label. I was in Australia doing background singing for Maya Jupiter. She's on tour with me as the opening act, and I helped produce her music for her new album. And I got a message about the possibility of this TV show theme, and I thought this is a great opportunity to expose my music to a larger audience. You know, indie artists don't often get this kind of exposure, and once I saw the visual sequence, I thought this is just right.
Yeah, it's pretty perfect. Mm-hmm. But now this song to me has kind of a Bill Withers vibe in a way. I understand he's somebody you've looked towards.
Definitely, a really big influence. And along with Al Green and Donny Hathaway, Sam Cooke, there are many, but I put Bill at the top.
And he's all been a really interesting phenomenon because he came to music later, and now you can't really go out and find Bill Withers nowadays.
Right. Yeah. About 31, I guess, is when he came into the business, and just had a really straight head on his shoulders. Didn't want to get caught up in all the funny business, which is similar to how I like to look at my
well. That's a good way to
my person. Path.
Yeah. Aloe Black is our guest. Can you do that? Can you do Anita Dollar?
Sure.
Cool.
With you, my story. sorrow. Maybe it's inside the bottle.
Maybe it's inside the bottle.
Hey, I hate good old buddy.
Aloe Black, I Need a Dollar, from HBO's How to Make It in America, and it appears on his latest album, Good Things, and our thanks to Aloe Black for being our guest today on The Cafe. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with The World Cafe.